Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. All eyes will be on the Eagles' defense on Sunday as they try to recover from a game against Washington in which they gave up 230 yards on the ground. And while the Vikings may not have the most prolific rushing attack in the NFL, in fact, they rank near the bottom in most rushing categories, defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz and defensive tackle Fletcher Cox know that there's a lot of work to be done to clean up the Eagles' rush defense.
Yeah, no, I don't think there was no new runs that they ran at us. You know, they ran the inside zone weak or the zone stretch weak, the zone stretch strong. We actually did a fairly decent job of stopping the zone stretch strong. The zone stretch weak was a problem for us, crack toss. You know, they were all plays we prepared for, but practicing and preparing for them and talking about them and going on the practice field, that doesn't mean anything if you don't do it on Sunday. We didn't do a good enough job on Sunday.
The last 2 weeks, I think, you know, our run defense has not been, you know, what it was the first 3 weeks. And we've just got to go back to the basics and, you know, take pride in it and not let a team run the ball on us. And I think we'll do that on Sunday.
Meanwhile, one of the running storylines this week continues to be the return of Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford. Today we heard from Jordan Matthews and Jordan Hicks as they spoke together at a press conference about what the return of Bradford means for Sunday's game.
The main thing that, as a friend, you know, when I knew that the trade was going down, I wanted to know what situation he was going to, you know, because beyond football, you know, he's obviously my friend first. So I wanted to make sure, you know, I wanted to know if he was going to a good situation where he could go and compete. And then not only did he get to go to a team like Minnesota, but I know Coach Shermer's there. Him and Coach Shermer had a great relationship. He was even actually at Sam's wedding. So, you know, so him being able to go there, have somebody he knows, and then go to a team that I feel like fits him.
You watch some film. Obviously, you have a good feel for, you know, what Sam does good, does well at, and some things that hopefully we could try to take advantage of. You know, I think he knows what we do. We know kind of how he is. I think at the end of the day, it kind of balances out.
You can catch the rest of that press conference as well as all of our other locker room coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.